It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're back together for the first time in like what seems like a week, because Kelly took a trip to Disney World for the first time, right?
Yeah, I got my own kind of feel-good story. We took the kids to Disney for the very first time. And honestly, it was kind of like the first time for me, too, because I was third grade, I think, when I went. They didn't even have like the Epcot Center back then.
Wow, so okay.
I was super excited for all of us. There is nothing like the very first time you go to Disney. You just feel magical as soon as you walk. And we stayed at the Disney Art of Animation.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we get there, within a half an hour, we're doing like an animation drawing class.
Sure.
Right there. So my son and I got to learn how to draw Pluto together.
All right.
Every single day, we had something kind of like super extra special happen, which was kind of amazing. We started off in the Animal Kingdom, which, to be honest, I was kind of thinking, okay, is this going to be like the zoo?
Yes, that's what you were thinking.
On the scale of Disney things, like I wanted to start with the princesses.
Right,
but
sure.
We went to Animal Kingdom. I'm like, all right, cool. The kids met Baloo from the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like the first character meet and greet that they got to do. And we had just gone on the safari, and the kids bought this little animal. Jacob bought this little tiger. And so he had the tiger when he's meeting Baloo. And Baloo just goes nuts thinking it's Shere Khan. And they've got this whole banter back and forth with the photographers, which is adorable. And then we go and we did the Avatar Flight of Passage ride, which that was the most amazing thing I've ever done. You're sitting on this kind of motorcycle looking thing, and you feel like you are flying on a dragon.
Sure.
That's cool.
Through Pandora. It was one of the most incredible things ever. And then our coworker, Julie, her daughter is in the Lion King show. She was dancing as an elephant.
Uh-huh.
In the show. So I'm texting her all day. She goes, go to the 5 o'clock show, sit in the elephant section. She'll look for you. Great. So we do. We sit on the end.
Uh-huh.
Sure enough, her daughter Elizabeth comes out and she sees us and we're waving. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. She knows we're here. And then she comes up and grabs the kids to be in the finale.
Oh, wow.
So they get to kind of do this kind of procession around. I mean, it's an amazing show. One of the most popular shows at Disney.
Sure.
Yeah.
And people wait for hours and all that kind of stuff. And so then afterwards, she goes, go around the left side of the building and you can see her. That'd be great. I wanted to thank her. That was super special. She goes, well, come back. We round the corner and the entire cast is waiting just for us to do a private meet and greet. Like, I was blown away. It was the last show of the day for them.
Right.
And usually they just bolt and they stuck around just for us. And it was such a super special, like magical moment.
That's
blown away. And so that was just day one. So then, of course, we meet princesses. We go to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
My daughter does a Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique makeover thing.
Oh.
After we waited an hour to meet Cinderella and Elena, it was super awesome. And then we go and get her makeover. Cinderella shows up.
There it is. There it is.
Like, she's in the chair. She's getting her makeup.
Kelly's getting all geeked out.
I looked at her. Ava goes, Mama, it's Cinderella. And I was like, So, like, Cinderella comes in. And that, like, never happens. She got a special time there. Got it all on videos. It's amazing. We go and we have a breakfast with all the princesses. So she meets Belle and Aurora, Snow White. We see them all. They come to the table and she gets autographs. So, like, my daughter says, she goes, I want to get autographs, Mama. Okay. We get a book. And we get autographs.
Stand in line, start getting autographs from the princesses. Absolutely.
And Mickey and Minnie and Goofy and Donald Duck and everybody. Jacob got to do Jedi training.
That's cool.
At Hollywood Studios.
Now, right?
So he got to fight Darth Vader.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
By himself.
That's intense.
All those, they go through the training and the thing, and then Darth Vader comes out. And so does Kylo Ren. They are legit. The real voices, the whole thing.
Wow.
I mean, the guy, it's like, it's real. It looks real. Yes, all of that. And then my husband gets detained by the stormtroopers.
Wow, absolutely.
So it's like he's wearing the Star Wars. Oh, yeah. He's wearing the Star Wars gear. And they come up to him. They said, you look familiar, sir. You're coming with us. They said, you're with the rebellion.
Did you ever get him out?
Well, they walked him through for a while. And at first, it looked like they were going to release him. Nope. Tell him that he resisted. Okay. And everyone's looking at us. It was really, really super cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What a trip.
It was amazing. One more thing. We were at the Magic Kingdom. Going to go on the Snow White, the mine ride, the Seven Dwarfs mine ride. And we're standing in line. And there's a family behind us from Louisville. And I'm not kidding you. They're like, are you Kelly Kay?
That's
in Disney World. I wish I remembered their names. They were lovely, lovely people. We had an awesome conversation all the way through. And it was super awesome to kind of, oh my gosh, plane ride home. There were people from Louisville and hearing their stories. They were in the soccer tournament that my niece was in. My family, we all got to be together. My sister and her kids and my parents, we all got together at the Magic Kingdom on Sunday. It was the most amazing, magical vacation ever.
Well, we're happy you're back.
Thank you.
She's not.
I know, exactly. I want to be back in the magical kingdom.